Chair everyone. Good evening and welcome to the Village of CarMax regular meeting, Tuesday, November 18th, 2025, agenda 25-22. I respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting here on traditional territory of the Little Sam and CarMax First Nation. It's 7 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. Adoption of minutes of November 4th, 2022. 25. We need to adopt the agenda. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Councillor. Can we get a motion to adopt the agenda?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda as presented.
With a one amendment.
Yes, amended.
4.1 RCMP.
4.2?
No, it says 4.1.
Oh, I didn't put it on there. Just on yours so that you know. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, mine says
4.2.
Yeah. And the dates.
Yes.
The dates.
We have a mover.
Yes, I think the motion is well. Also, I don't think chair members.
All in favor? Thank you. Okay. Motion to adopt the minutes from November 4th, 2025. We have a mover.
The regrets doesn't have terrorist naming. Maybe we should.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have a seconder on the amendment to the regrets with Tara's name.
One second.
All in favor? Thank you. Delegation is balanced biogas. It's just a note.
Zoom, yeah.
A Zoom, he's here?
Yeah. Okay. He should be, yes. Oh, but I think we did 4.1 RCMP first.
Okay, great.
You have that copy of the report? Mm-hmm. Okay. I just brought two copies. So we'll do like in school, we'll share. Okay. This one was not really big. I think it's a. A lot of stuff happened this month. We were down and called from the past year. The only increase was causing disturbance, mischief, and breach of peace. We had 10 last year, this year, and then 4 last year. Drugs, it was an information file. We received information about the drug activity in town. Impaired driving, same thing. Impaired drivers being reported by the concerned citizens. And the other category was also an increase of last year by 2. It's not significant, which is that can be pretty much anything from assisting general public, assisting other agencies. But we had an increase in service for calls involving alcohol. Last year we had 6, and this year we had 11. Court will be on January 14, 2026. The Farrell, again, just to remind everybody to set the Farrell, not the recreation center. Been going there for the past 2 circuits, 3 circuits. So remember, I worked with their local partner in solving the potential fuel outage at the Thefton Center General Store. Members were later informed by Justin Doran, owner of the Doran Control Room, that there will be no fuel shutdown for the CarMax at the Thefton Center. It will be a seamless transition. Because there was a concern for
EMS fire.
EMS fire and RCMP. If we're on a call at 10 o'clock at night and then we go and end up coming back with a quarter tank, and then we have to go to a little call further. We would get stuck. And, we did have a contingency plan, and we tried to get motion, but given that during the petroleum will not be shutting down the fuel, all that setup that was already established by EMS and CarMax was not We won't need it. But just a reminder, CDC, they were offering the RSMP and other big vehicle equipment to gas the vehicle to them because the gas station is pretty tight and it's only one at a time. And I know the water truck can be pretty tight to go in and out. Members are continuing to maintain presence at the local lounge and routinely check in with patients to ensure they have safe transportation home. Sorry. This month, the detachment had a significant drop in call volume. Road safety and the police facility remain a strong focus. The members are conducting 125 patrols and lodging a total of 133 and a half hours on the road. The members from CarMax Devon was able to conduct enhanced patrol of the three-lane road because several miners shared their concern about possible suspicious individuals casing their property for potential break-in once mining season ends. Again, when we're patrolling, it's always the same four cars at night. It's all Johnny just transporting people. Same thing for a bunch of individuals in town, just transporting people. Well, they're sober.
Usually see the same people doing the same routes.
Yeah.
Either the daytime routes or their nighttime routes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also important that because it's an indicator for some activity from drug activity because we had an incident where ended up arresting someone that was trying to a passenger of a vehicle that was trying to get place to place to place to place. And out that they were trying to score some drugs, but I arrested the person for unrelated offenses. Okay. Lower call volume this month, members were able to attend several other community events, such as a boxing grappling class at the Rec Center Archery Club, the Family Skate at the Recreation Center. I attended the haunted house that was operated by the CarMax Youth. And finally, CarMax RSMP hosted their annual detachment bonfire on Halloween night, where candy hot chocolate was served by a handful to the trick-or-treaters. Every year, we get less people to come, so my handfuls are getting bigger. I do think that a lot of the kids, he came with their little bucket, and they had to leave with a bucket like that. Right? They had to hold it. Even the parents are even giving more treats. Again, notable occurrences. They're not really anything extraordinary for this month due to the call volume. Two citizens from CarMax had their property egged. The two individuals that were so you were arrested after I did the monthly report. The two individuals that were arrested and put in condition of being in contact with the union residents of CarMax. Again, egging in a house is pretty childish. But again, side note, thank God they were not making a lot of money because they only had a handful of eggs. So, a concerned citizen that reported that this silly drunk elder woman was sitting on the side of the road. I remember attending the location, noticed a woman sitting on the ground drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. I remember attempted to identify the woman, but she refused to provide any kind of information. She was arrested, identified, and released. Take care of a family member. Again, I had to scrub at the bottom of the call because
Yeah.
At the end, you're not allowed to drink in public, even
Yeah.
if it's in Europe, they do it. We're not in Europe. We don't drink in public. Also, it's done a side
Feral
note.
to do
Sorry?
it. Feral.
Yeah. On a side note, just winter arriving. Since winter started, since we had that snow, it's just important to remind the citizens to clear their plate. There's at one point, especially probably in December, if you have the same kind of month, I'll be pulling everyone with snow on their list plate. Again, there's a difference between that much snow and that much snow compact from Dawson to Whitehorse, Whitehorse to Dawson, and then Whitehorse Dawson to Carmex. Like, just reasonable. Like, if it's just like light dusting, I'll go a little more than I'll be like rain down the average. It's gotta be pretty much just pulling people over and educating them. Please, just off your plate. At the end, it could be one day someone get hurt and nobody was able to do the choice. So again, it's good for the offender, but not good for us because if you get, if someone gets into a fender bender and then you drive off, you chance the boys to play this. Sorry. No.
I'm quite down as well. The cat generator is growing or
cat. Right. Any questions? Any concern? You want to see stuff done for some areas or?
No. I'd like to see people turning their lights on the highway. So especially when it's a little bit snowy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in the daytime, yes, it might have automatic lights. Your lights are not on and your tail lights are definitely not on.
I would like to see us go back to the old days where the only thing that's allowed in the community is your headlights. No drive lights, no other lights. But these lights, I don't care if you call them drive lights, they're blinding.
Yeah.
They're going to cause an accident. They're someone coming down River Drive has got their light bar on. You know, I'm trying to find the road. That's me. We'll say someone with an elder or something. Their own things. They all have their rights. They say they're called drive lights. Not drive lights.
Supposed to turn off like light bars and stuff when you're approaching vehicles. That was not your.
But people forget it.
I'd like to thank you for your service and coming to Remembrance Day and setting your leaf and joining the Rangers and the Junior Rangers in the ceremonies here. I did have a question. Do the citizens expect some type of check stop through the holidays or, you know?
We'll possibly look at doing that, especially more in December.
Yeah.
Maybe end of December too. But December is
going to happen.
So we'll possibly look at doing the check stops. Again, sometimes check stops are not long because the first vehicle drunk. So that's the end of the check stop. We'll be possibly looking at the new check stop. Same place that we always do.
And thank you for assisting our bylaw officer in last month's report that he gave us. He's been assisting you guys and you guys have been helping him out. So I just want to thank you for that.
Well, again, that's. Don't communicate if you don't help each other. Won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And for your, also your information that everybody has said it. In the Yukon, you have to have your lights on at 24/7.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't understand why people are not putting their lights on. Yeah. I don't understand that, but that's.
Yeah, it just really bothered me the last couple trips to town, especially.
Yeah,
because I'm like, you're driving a white vehicle in the snow,
yeah.
And I can't see you.
Yeah, we'll tell the relief people to go on that tour. Again,
I think a lot of people don't realize they just think they have automatic lights, and
it's also an indicator when someone is impaired, they don't open their daytime running lights.
So I'll leave you with, I'll see you tomorrow at archery.
Yep. All right. Anything, no good questions? No, Robert?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ray.
You're doing some good work. Oh, thanks.
When the first notable concern is an egging on the month of Halloween.
Yeah. Not overly bad.
We're not doing too bad.
And again, there was, like I said, the amount of a lot of eggs, I think it was half a dozen.
It's a waste of eggs.
Thank
you.
Okay, moving along. 4.2 delegations, balanced biogas, composting program.
How do I do that? Sorry. Okay. I'm not using I did invite, he accepted, but I don't know how to get him. See, it only says CAO on print, which is not. I need more training on this. Oh, yeah. I don't know how to get him. I don't even know if he can hear us. And does anyone know?
There's only one participant, and that's us, isn't it?
But he, I got an email, and it says that he joined us. Oh, start meeting? No, we did start the meeting. Let's see what's coming now. But he is already in there.
Okay.
Oops.
Well, when you think we just figured out, you know, to really like change everything around.
Yeah, we gotta watch and do amazing things. I think we're more happy if we do our own community.
I guess now we have two meetings. Leave and start.